This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt. Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. Today, storyteller Sarah McDerris takes center stage and regales us with the glories of one of her most prized trees.
I am sitting at my breakfast table watching the rain fall, a glorious golden rain. It is a wonder I get to behold once a year. Those fan-like shaped leaves of the ginkgo detach themselves from the grand tree in my front yard and gracefully glide to the ground. Soon I will have a carpet of gold which will remain for several days. The rain occurs normally around Thanksgiving. This year, the magic is happening a little early. I am convinced that my neighbors are envious of my rich temporary rug as they peep out their front windows. For the last several years, my ginkgo has dropped its riches, all of its leaves, in one day. They are sturdy, thicker than the regular leaf, and lie in splendor until the light fades from the gold and I take the mower to them to nourish the ground underneath. A task I undertake with satisfaction like an alchemist changing the gold into another substance. Not long after I came to Huntsville, I spied these extraordinary trees in the fall, the first one being the great one displaying its colors in front of the Mark Smith Concert Hall at the VBC. For longer than I can remember, I have admired that colossal work of art as I entered the building. Then I started looking for the rare sister to that tree as I moved through the town. In the fall, they were easy to see, but not frequently found. Once I had absorbed the unusual leaf pattern, I could identify them passing by in the car. Since that early time, the trees have beautified the city more and more as homeowners and landscape artists have chosen to plant these children of China. Today, when I drive through the city, I know where many of them stand in splendor. I look forward to seeing them, like that rose standing on the right as you cross Whitesburg from Airport Road. In the morning, as I sit at breakfast, I will see only a few leaves clinging to my stately, wondrous giant, the golden ginkgo. Soon, they will be under my feet, the wonder of this miracle seeping in through my shoes as I walk on gold.
Before retiring, Sundial contributor Sarah McDerris produced a children's show for Alabama Public Television and was on the initial staff here at WLRH. She spent 34 years telling stories for the Huntsville Public Library and created a storytelling group called the Spellbinders. You can hear Sarah's Sundial essay from today and all the past stories and poems from Sundial at WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. You can hear a new Sundial Writers' Corner episode every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.